Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business, decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Hello, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. I hope you're having a beautiful day today, friend, and I know I have teased about doing this episode literally since last year, and also I talked about this last month on the podcast. So being able to chat with you today about capsule wardrobes, oh man, this is going to be so fun. I'm so excited you're here. And I'm not going to lie, I love me some capsule wardrobes. They are fantastic because as a mom, you want to feel confident in what you wear. And capsule wardrobes do just that because you have these timeless quality pieces to wear that you're able to mix and match. Pieces that you feel comfortable and stylish in, that you actually feel excited to wear those clothes and you just exude this confidence. And the best benefit of all is that it really simplifies your wardrobe. So let's just go ahead. Let's just dive right on in and talk about how to create a capsule wardrobe. And I'm going to go ahead and break it down into five easy steps for you on getting started on creating your own capsule wardrobe. So step number one is you are going to assess what is your style, what is your personality or the aesthetic that you love to wear for your clothes, what is your personal style, and I want you to go ahead and consider your current lifestyle and your personal taste and your preferences. For me personally, I'm as basic as it gets. Lately, I've been wearing more and more dresses, but more than likely, if you were ever to see me out and about, I'm just wearing a basic top with jeans and a cardigan, and I love wearing some modest clothes. But I want you to ask yourself, like, what is it that you like to wear? What are the clothes that you feel confident in, that you love to wear? What is your style? I want you to go ahead and keep that in mind. Now on to step number two, which is go ahead and look at your current wardrobe. So friend, I want you to get real with yourself. I want you to go ahead and separate the clothes that you wear on repeat, that you feel comfortable in, that look good and feel good on you, compared to clothes that you never wear or just don't fit right, or clothes that just doesn't fit your style any longer. Now recently, I took a big leap of faith and got rid of all of my baggy shirts. Which now looking back, that probably wasn't the best idea because being 7 months pregnant, I kind of need some baggy shirts. But all that to say, they weren't form-fitting anyways. And even though I wore them a lot, I was never confident when I was out and about wearing them. And so that's the big thing. When you're separating your clothes, get real with yourself. Like, what are the clothes that you feel confident in? Because when you feel confident in clothes, that confidence just exudes. It just shines through you. Confidence is amazing. And the clothes that you wear on a daily basis need to reflect that confidence. So all that to say, again, go through your clothes, see the clothes that you never wear that doesn't fit your style any longer, and compare it to the clothes that you feel comfortable and confident in, and separate them from each other. All right, now on to step number three, which is choose your capsule pieces. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. Now, if you can, go ahead and try to keep your capsule pieces around 30 pieces of clothing. That includes shirts, sweaters, jeans, and dresses. That is not including undergarments like your undies and your socks. Now, make sure that the colors and patterns go well together and that they coordinate well and also complement each other. What I recommend personally is to go for more of neutral colors and then go ahead and add some pops of color to your other pieces. That way you have some variety in your clothes. Now, if you are up for a challenge and you're a minimalist like myself, I dare you to only have 15 to 20 pieces of clothing in your wardrobe. Again, your wardrobe becomes much more simplified because you're already wearing the clothes that you feel confident and comfortable in. And also, this just means less laundry. So again, I dare you to have 15 to 20 pieces, but obviously this is your wardrobe, so you can choose as many pieces as you want, but I recommend just trying to keep it 30 or less. Now on to step number 4, which is consider the season that you are in. So your spring wardrobe will look nothing like your winter wardrobe. So keep that in mind as you're going through all your pieces. And also just a quick note on this, if you are in the north, like North America, spring weather can sometimes be a little all over the place. So it doesn't hurt to have a couple sweaters nearby in case it gets chilly outside. And also too, I know I had mentioned seasons, like actual seasons, but also if you are pregnant like I am, like your clothes are going to look so much different when you're pregnant compared to when you're not pregnant. So again, kind of keep that in mind and consider the season that you're in. Okie doke. And last but not least, step number 5 is to store the rest. So for those clothes that just don't fit right or you hardly wear or you have never worn, take the leap of faith and donate those clothes or store the rest. I know that not everyone jumps to extremes like I do, but again, you can go ahead and store them for later if you really think that there is a chance that you're going to be wearing those clothes again that don't feel right, that you don't feel comfortable in, or go ahead and donate that item. That way it blesses other people and also out of sight, out of mind. So all that to say, there you have it. That is how to create a capsule wardrobe. Now, isn't that super easy? And bonus tip, if you love to accessorize, no need to get rid of it all for your capsule wardrobe. If it works with your wardrobe, totally keep it. I know personally I don't wear jewelry, but your girl loves some hats. I love me some baseball caps with my poofy curly hair and a ponytail. So not sure if you're a hat girl like I am, but if you are, it's great to have on those days when you just don't feel like dry shampooing or don't feel like washing your hair. So that's about it, friend. I'm going to go ahead and go through the steps one more time to create your capsule wardrobe. Number 1, what's your style? Number 2, assess your wardrobe. Number 3, choose your capsule pieces. Number 4, consider your season. And number 5, store the rest. And that's it, friend. Friends, I hope and I pray that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to send it to your bestie who needs to hear it. And until next time, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you super soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.